Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. There's no declared winner yet in the presidential election. Not all the votes have been counted in several closely contested states. Neither Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden nor President Trump have secured the 270 electoral college votes needed to win the presidency. The Associated Press says Biden has won 238 electoral college votes and Trump has won 213. But NPR's Ayesha Roscoe reports President Trump falsely tried to claim victory overnight.
The race for president remains too close to call in key states including Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. In those states, officials are still counting mail-in ballots, which could be decisive. President Trump falsely accused Democrats of attempting to steal the election.
Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight, and a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it.
That is not true. States never finished tabulating votes on election night. The Biden campaign called Trump's statement outrageous and incorrect. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden seemed to anticipate Trump's false claim of victory. NPR's Asma Khalid reports Biden told supporters to have patience.
Biden said he feels good about where the results are at this point, and he believes his campaign is on track to win the election. But he also called for patience and said the race is not over until every ballot is counted.
As I've said all along, it's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people. But I'm optimistic about this outcome.
Meanwhile, the president spoke from the White House falsely asserting election fraud and insisting he had won the presidential race even though there are still many legitimate ballots to be counted. And no major news network has declared a winner. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Wilmington, Delaware.
One of the key states with ballots that are still being counted is Pennsylvania. Millions of ballots were returned by mail. And under Pennsylvania law, absentee ballots cannot be processed there until the morning of Election Day. Officials are not allowed to start earlier. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell says counting will resume shortly.
They're going to go for a few hours, then they're going to pick up in the morning. My guess is it could be done by Thursday night, but it could carry on into Friday morning.
Other states that haven't been decided by the AP are Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Alaska, plus one congressional district in Maine. Wisconsin and Michigan have restrictive rules on vote counting, just like Pennsylvania does. And Nevada officials say they've stopped for the night. They'll resume processing at 9 a.m. Mountain Time this morning. This is NPR. Republicans have fended off challenges to some Senate seats, but Democrats have gained two. In Colorado, former Governor John Hickenlooper defeated Republican incumbent Senator Cory Gardner. And in Arizona, Democratic challenger Mark Kelly beat Republican incumbent Senator Martha McSally. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more on the Arizona race.
Arizona, a traditionally Republican state, has pivoted to elect Kelly to fill the Senate seat left vacant by the late Senator John McCain. Speaking to reporters, Kelly said the state needs unity going forward.
There's nothing that we cannot achieve if we set our minds to it and work together. So let's get to work, Arizona, and let's do it together. Thank you very much, everybody.
Kelly also referenced Senator McCain, who died of brain cancer in 2018, saying his legacy of service will never be matched, though it lives on as an inspiration that everyone should strive to achieve. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Regardless of who wins the presidential election, as of today, the United States has formally left the Paris Climate Accord. The global pact to fight climate change was adopted 5 years ago, but President Trump quickly removed the U.S. as a signatory to the accord. That action becomes formalized today. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Eta is over Central America with top sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. It's headed for the Caribbean Sea. It could threaten southern Florida by early next week. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.